This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Today's weather has snow for Colorado's high country and maybe the season's first official snowfall for Metro Denver. That little bit of snow last week didn't add up to enough to count, but tonight could be different. Zach Hyris is with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
We're looking at some light accumulations. It doesn't look like it's going to be particularly impactful, but with one of the first accumulating snows of the year.
Any snow tonight should be clearing up on Friday. Colorado Springs has rain and snow today, and it's rain for western Colorado in Grand Junction, a rainy day and highs in the 40s. The Denver Film Festival is underway with more than 200 movies from around the world. Matthew Campbell is the artistic director.
The hidden gems of the festival is really, my favorite part, because those are the type of films that one might not be able to ever see again. Most of the large films, the red carpets and whatnot, those will be released in theater in short order. But it's those hidden gems throughout the program that I really love highlighting.
The 45th edition of the Denver Film Festival runs for 2 weeks. It's the first time the event is all in person since the pandemic. Tickets for the National Western Stock Show are on sale. The 117th edition of the show will run for most of January. In 2021, the stock show was on hiatus because of the pandemic. This past January, it was back with more than 500,000 attendees at the showgrounds in Denver. And again, Metro Denver, Colorado Springs, expecting some rain and snow through this evening. And then clearing skies tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.